晚上我们一起学习的题目是我要能看见。
And tonight the topic for mutual encouragement is I want my sight.
神给我们两个眼睛。
God gave us a pair of eyes.
我们很少会想这个眼睛的重要性。
We often neglect the importance of our eyes.
只是当有一天我们眼睛可能出现问题了，我们才会觉得哇，原来看得见是那么宝贵的。
Only when one day we have problem with our eyesight, we'll realize how important our eyesight is.
随着年纪的长大，其实我们的眼睛也慢慢的退化。
And as we age, our eyes degenerate.
我看在座大部分人都有戴眼镜。
And I see most of you sitting here have glasses.
包括小弟。
And including myself.
眼镜拿下来都看得不清楚了。
If I take off my glasses, I won't see clearly.
主耶稣也知道，一个人如果眼睛看不见的话，会很可怜。
Lord Jesus also knows if a person cannot see, he's very pitiful.
所以好像主耶稣在世上的时候，好像特别关心呢那些看不见的瞎子。
So when Lord Jesus was on the earth, he took sympathy for the blind.
好几次主耶稣医治那些是瞎眼的人。
And many times he had healed the blind.
我们今天就来看一个一次主耶稣医治他们。
And we're going to look at one of the times.
我们看马太福音二十章。
Let's look at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音二十章
Gospel of Matthew chapter 20
29节
Verse 29
29到34节
Verse 29 to 34
马太福音二十章二十九节
Gospel of Matthew chapter 20 verse 29
他们出耶利哥的时候有极多的人跟随他三十节
Verse 30
有两个瞎子坐在路旁听说是耶稣经过就喊着说主啊大卫的子孙可怜我们吧三十一节
31.
众人责备他们不许他们作声他们却越发喊着说主啊大卫的子孙可怜我们吧三十二节
32
耶稣就站住叫他们来说要我为你们做什么三十三节
33
他们说主啊要我们的眼睛能看见三十四节
34
耶稣就动了慈心把他们的眼睛一摸他们立刻看见就跟随了耶稣。主耶稣这里医治了两个瞎眼的人。
Here, Lord Jesus healed two blind men.
我们从这段里面有三种不同的人。
In these passages, there are three different kinds of people.
啊，第一个当然就是主耶稣了。
First, of course, is Lord Jesus.
第二个就是那两位被医治的人。
And the second are the two that were healed.
第三个就是那些群众来责备那两个瞎子的人。
And the third type of people is the crowd.
这三种人呢、啊，都有他们自己的观点。
These three kind of people have their own perspective.
都有自己他们所看的东西。
And they have different views.
所以试试看，我们今天晚上从这三个不同的角度来查考。
So we're going to study this passage from these three points of view.
因为一个人的眼睛所看的不一样，会对他的一生会有很远的影响。
Because how you view something will affect your entire life.
那么首先我们来看那些责备这两个瞎子的人呢、啊。
First, we're going to look at the people, the crowd that rebuked these two people.
啊，这个故事说，当这两个瞎子听见耶稣来了，他们就拼命的叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
Here in verse 30, it says, "And when they heard Jesus coming, they shouted, 'Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us.'"
但三十一节就告诉我们，众人就责备他们，不许他们作声了。
Verse 31, it says, "The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet."
主耶稣进到耶利哥，很多人跟随主耶稣。
Lord Jesus entered the city of Jericho and many people followed him.
他们都很欢喜。
And they're very joyful.
但是看到这两个瞎眼的看不见的叫的话呢?
But when they heard these two people cry out for Lord Jesus,
他们有一种很不愉快的感觉。
They were not happy about this.
叫他们不要吵。
So they told them to be quiet.
啊，在有一个地方啊，我去一个地方领会的时候。
There's once I went to a place to lead a service.
发觉有一个教会很特别，人不是很多。
I found this very special church. The congregation was not very big.
但是啊，总是每一次聚会啊，都是有位小孩子啊，因为他有一点智障，所以在教会里面都喊得很大声。
But every service, there's this young child because he had some illness. He always shouted out in church.
啊，在大家聚会的时候，他有时候可能控制不到，就发出一些比较大的声音啊。
During service, maybe he could not control it. He would shout.
为什么他们会来我们教会呢
？Why did they come to our church?
这位妈妈告诉我。
And this mother told me.
原来他们以前去别的教会。
Because they had tried going to other churches.
别人都会用一个很异样的眼光来看着他们。
And they will view them as foreigners.
这个孩子怎么会这样？
And they will think, why would this child do such a thing?
叫那么大声。
Why would he shout?
没有办法控制自己。
And that he could not control himself.
但是来到真教会慕道。
But when they came to the true church to see the truth.
虽然有时候会发生这种状况。
Even though this still happened.
但是真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹很有爱心包容。
But the members of True Jesus Church were very merciful.
接纳他们一家。
And they're very compassionate and accepted the family.
后来他们就信了。
And then they came to believe.
那么31节这里说众人责备他们，那些人是谁呢？
And then 31, it says the crowd rebuked them. Who are these crowd?
我们看路加福音十八章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 18.
39节。
Verse
39. 同一件事情，不同的角度。
This is the same event from a different perspective.
39节。
39.
这里说，在前头走的人就责备他，不许他作声。这里说，责备那两个瞎子的是那些在耶稣那一群人当中啊，是走在前面的。
Here it says the people who rebuked them are the one who led the way.
到底是谁呢？这里没有讲清楚啊。
But it does not tell us clearly who these people are.
可能是门徒，说不定。
Maybe these people are the disciples.
或者是普通的跟着耶稣那些人。
Or it could be just a crowd following Jesus.
但是无论如何，这些人跟耶稣跟的最近。
But it doesn't matter. These people are the one that followed Jesus closest.
甚至在主耶稣这个游行队伍当中是带头的。
And among the crowd that followed Jesus, they were the ones that led the way.
结果这些人呢、啊，反而会阻挡那两个瞎子不要讲话，不要做声音呢、啊。
And these people actually told the blind men to be quiet.
为什么他们会这样子呢
？Why would they do such a thing?
也许他们觉得这两个瞎子根本就没救了。
Maybe because they thought these two blind men could not be healed.
或是想说主耶稣那么忙，要去那么多地方。
Or maybe they were considerate and thought Jesus was very busy.
哪有空理这些小事情？
And that he did not have time to care about these things.
我们还要去下一站，可能还要步道呢。
Maybe they have another place to be.
可能去那边还要死人复活呢。
And maybe at that place he has to resurrect the dead.
没有时间停下来了。
So therefore he did not have the time to stop.
不要讲话吧。
So they told him to be quiet.
多一事不如少一事。
And as long as they can be less busy.
这个就是这个群众的这个眼光啊，他们的感觉。
And this is the perspective from the crowd's point of view.
这个有时候可能也变成我们自己的心态，说不定。
This may become our attitude as well.
有时候我们可能会很忙。
Sometimes we may be very busy.
甚至为了圣工会很忙。
Maybe it is busy for the holy work.
教会里面很多做不完的工作。
And there are many things to do in the church.
因为我们爱主。
And because we love the Lord.
我们服侍主。
We want to serve him.
我们除了来聚会之外，还要服侍弟兄姐妹。
Other than coming to service, we want to serve brothers and sisters.
但是有一天我们可能会发觉。
But one day we will realize.
当我们很忙很忙的时候。
When we're very, very busy.
我们只是想说，我把这个圣工做完。
We will only think that we want to finish this holy work.
其他最好都不要烦我。
And I should not be bothered with other things.
让我把我手上的工作做完了，我就可以回家了。
So I can complete whatever I have at hand and I can go home.
我就可以交代了。
Then I have accomplished my task.
这个可能是我们的想法。
This could be our attitude.
但是当这个过程当中，我们可以慢慢对人呢失去兴趣。
But during this process, we'll lose interest in people.
我们对事比较有兴趣。
We'll gain more interest in the thing.
我要把这个做完了。
That we'll want to do this very well.
但是我可能对我坐在我旁边那个人没有兴趣。
But we may lose interest in the person beside me.
可能旁边那两个人可能很可怜呢。
The two people beside us could be very pitiful.
可能需要我的关心。
And may need our care.
可能需要我的关怀啊。
And need our sympathy.
但是这个时候我们可能说，不要讲话吧。
By that time, we may tell them to be quiet.
所以做到最后，我们只是做事而已。我们对人失去兴趣了。
So after doing this, during this process, we'll lose interest in people. We'll be only doing things.
其实所有的圣工到了最后，就是服侍人，就是服侍弟兄姐妹。
All the holy work can sum up to be serving the brothers and sisters.
所以我们不可以学这个群众一样。
So we cannot be like this crowd.
相反，我们来看主耶稣吧。
And on the other hand, let's look at Lord Jesus.
我们看回来马太福音第二十章。
Let us turn back to Gospel of Matthew chapter 20.
主耶稣怎么讲呢？
How did Lord Jesus reply?
我们看马太福音二十章。
Let us look at Gospel of Matthew chapter 20.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
32.
这耶稣就站住，叫他们来说要我为你们做什么。
32. Jesus stopped and called to them. What do you want me to do for you? He asked.
主耶稣这个动作值得我们思考。
This act, we should ponder upon this.
主耶稣很忙。
Jesus was very busy.
但是为了需要的人，他可以停下他的脚步。
But for someone in need, he could stop in his steps.
他问：“你需要我为你做些什么呢？”
And he asked, "What can I do for you?"
今天我们问自己一个问题。
Today, we should ask ourselves a question.
我们很忙吗?
Are we very busy?
我们有没有办法停下来?
Can we stop ourselves?
问问我们的太太。
We can ask our wives.
Okay, 我得做什么?
What can I do for you?
问问我们的先生。
We can ask our husband.
你辛苦了，我可以为你做什么?
You must be very busy. What can I do for you?
我们生活的大城市都很忙。
We live in the big city and we're very busy.
但是有没有办法找一个小小的时间去公园散散步，其他的事情不谈，都谈谈心。
But do we have time to take from our busy lives and go to the park and have a walk and talk about our feelings?
我们可能很忙。
We may be very busy.
但是可不可以把手上的工作先放下来？
But can we stop doing what we have at hand?
问问我的孩子。
And talk to our children.
在学校里面发生什么事啊？
So what happened to you at school today?
我可以怎么帮你呢？
What can I help you with?
或是孩子放下他们的电脑。
Or can the children put aside the computer?
放下他们的上网。
And put aside the internet.
问问父母说，爸爸妈妈你很辛苦了，我有什么可以帮到你？
And ask your parents, mom and dad, you must be very busy. What can I help you with?
今天就是认为我们生活太忙，但是我们住在同一个房子之下，都没有讲话的机会啊。
And it is because we lead very busy lives, even though we live on the same roof, we don't have time to care for each other.
我们的电脑很多，无线上网，高速上网。
And we have a lot of computers and high-speed internet.
我们可以用手指啊，就跟千里之外的人沟通。
And through our fingers, we can communicate with people far away.
但是我们最亲的人在旁边，在同一个屋檐下，反而没有讲几句话。
But for our closest family who are living on the same roof, we don't have time to talk to them.
所以忙什么？
So what are we busy about?
赶什么？
What are you rushing about?
停下来。
We should stop.
问问看。
And care.
你想我得做什么？
And ask them, what can I do for you?
主耶稣就是这样问，都发觉那个人有需要了。
This is what Lord Jesus asked, and he found out this person has a need.
啊，我们来看主耶稣这个动作啊。
And let us look at this Jesus act.
首先他是停下来。
First he stopped.
第二他发一个问题。
And then he posed a question.
然后他听他的回答。
And then he listened for the answer.
然后主耶稣摸他的眼睛啊。
And then Lord Jesus touched their eyes.
这个就是今天我们所需要做的事情。
These are the things that we must do today.
那停下来。
To stop.
问问看。
And to ask.
听听看。
To listen.
摸一摸，抱一抱。
And to touch and to care.
这个是主耶稣关心需要的人所做的事情。
These are the things Lord Jesus did to show his care for these people.
一个人是不是自私呢？很容易可以看得出来。
It's very obvious to tell whether a person is selfish.
什么叫自私呢？
What does it mean to be selfish?
自私的人常会想说，哇，某某啊，都没有为我做什么事情。
A selfish person would think that this person don't do anything for me.
可能是我先生都没有为我做什么。
Maybe they'll think my husband did not do anything for me.
太太没有为我做什么。
Or that my wife did not do anything for me.
但是一个不自私的人是怎么样呢？
But how would a non-selfish person think?
我可以为你做什么？
They would ask, what can I do for you?
有一个青年呢，跟父母一起移民来到加拿大。
There was a youth who came and immigrated to Canada with his parents.
来到这边之后，他有一个很大的改变。
After he came here, he changed.
他觉得父母为了带我们来加拿大那么辛苦。
And he thought his parents went through a lot of hardship to bring them to Canada.
本来在自己的地方好好的。
They were in their own land.
但是来到这个地方那么辛苦。
But after they came to Canada, they had went through a lot of hardship.
做一些很卑微的工作。
And they had lower status jobs.
父母很伟大。
And so he thought his parents were very noble.
从他看到父母那么辛苦当中啊。
From what he saw from his parents.
他知道说赚钱不容易。
He knew that it was difficult to earn money.
所以从那时候开始，他跟爸爸妈妈讲说，我要省钱。
So from that time on, he told his parents he wanted to be practical.
其他同学有什么好玩的、好贵重的东西，他不会追求。
He won't pursue after the expensive things that his friends have.
因为这个家的爸爸回到原来地方工作。
Because his father's family, he went back to his country to work.
所以这个青年就跟妈妈讲说。
And this youth told his mother.
妈妈，我帮你割草。
Mom, let me cut the grass for you.
你不要叫人来割草，省了20块一次。
So you won't have to call for a person to lawn this.
没有人跟妈妈讲话。
And when nobody talks to him,
他说：“妈妈，我跟你讲话。”
When nobody talks to his mother, he will talk to his mother.
你可能很孤单，我跟你多讲话。
Maybe his mother is very lonely, so he talked to his mother.
所以他才慢慢学到说，想到别人，我妈妈到底需要什么。
So slowly he began to learn to care for other people.
所以主耶稣就是想到别人需要什么。
And like Lord Jesus here, he thought about what other people would need.
所以主耶稣啊，虽然有一些群众啊来隔住他跟那些两个瞎眼人中间。
Even though there's a crowd between Lord Jesus and these two blind men.
但主耶稣听到他们的声音停下来。
But Lord Jesus heard their voice and stopped.
所以这个是主耶稣给我们的榜样。
This is an example Lord Jesus set for us.
那我们再来看第三种人，就是这两个瞎子啊。
Let us look at the third type of people, these two blind men.
他们怎么样得到主的恩典呢？
How did they receive the grace from Lord Jesus?
我们看回来马太福音第二十章。
Let us turn back to Gospel of Matthew chapter 20.
啊，第三十节。
Verse 30.
马太福音第二十章第三十节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 20, verse 30.
这里说这两个瞎子坐在路旁，听见是耶稣经过，就喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
Verse 30, two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us.
他们怎么得到神的恩典？
How did they receive grace from God?
我们可以从几方面来讲。
We can talk about this from a few aspects.
第一点呢？
The first point.
他们自己觉得自己很可怜。
They thought themselves were very pitiful.
觉得自己很需要神。
And they thought they needed God.
这个就是为什么一个人可以得到神的恩典的关键呢？
And this is the key point to why a person will receive grace from God.
你觉得自己很可怜，神才会可怜你啊。
If you think yourself very pitiful, then God will have sympathy on you.
祷告的时候才会迫切。
Then you will be fervent in your prayer.
这两个瞎子每天坐在路旁要饭。
These two blind men were sitting by the road every day.
没有人帮忙他们。
And nobody helped them.
他们很孤单。
They were very lonely.
看不见。
They could not see.
我们看得见的人很难想象的。
It is very difficult for us to imagine.
但是主耶稣来的时候，他们强调说：“主啊，你就可怜我们吧。”
And when Jesus passed by, they asked him to have mercy on them.
我们人最怕就是自己觉得自己不可怜，自己什么都有。
For us, it is most dangerous if we think we have everything.
我们请看启示录第三章。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
十七节。
Verse 17.
三章十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
三章十七节。
3:17.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。十八节。
18.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；要买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；要买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。这里是。神啊，来责备老底家教会的一个软弱。
Hear God rebuke the church of Laodicea.
老底家教会可以说在当代的教会当中啊，是物质生活非常发达一个地方。
And the church at this place have very good material needs.
经济上是一个非常重要的城市。
And they have very high financial status.
啊，信徒的生活非常的富足。
And the living status of the church are very high.
但是他们的信仰就是不能进步。
But however, they did not improve in their faith.
为什么不能进步呢？
Why is that?
不是他们不懂道理啊。
It is not because they do not know the truth.
不是他们没有机会啊。
It is not because they do not go to services.
问题就是他一祝福他们，觉得说我什么都有了。
And the problem came from the fact that they think they have everything.
我一点都不可怜。
That they are not pitiful.
我比别人都好。
That they're better than everyone else.
所以啊，圣灵就提醒他们了。
So the Holy Spirit reminded them.
其实你是眼睛看不见的。
In reality, you're blind.
结果你以为自己什么都看得见。
But you think you can see.
所以像我买眼药，把眼睛擦一擦吧。
So you should take the salve and put it over your eyes.
我想这两个瞎子哦，在主耶稣时代那两个瞎子，虽然他们肉眼看不见
，I think for the two blind men, they cannot see physically.
但是啊，他们的眼睛啊，其实比很多文士、法利赛人呢、啊、看得更清楚。
But in reality, their eyes could see more clearly than the Pharisee and priests.
起码他们知道谁是救主。
Because they know who is the Savior.
他们知道自己什么都没有。
And they know that they have nothing.
我需要神。
That they need God.
这两个礼拜不晓得大家有没有看报纸。
I don't know if you've been reading the newspaper these past 2 weeks.
所罗门群岛的一个暴乱暴动。
There's been a disruption in the Solomon Islands.
啊，这是针对华人的一个暴动。
And these disruptions are directed towards the Asians.
在那个选举之后啊，当地的人啊，就去焚烧华人的商店，连整条唐人街都被破坏。
After the election,These people went to protest against the Chinatown area.
本来那边很多中国人。
At that time, there were many Asians.
因为一下子整个晚上几天下来的暴动，他们什么都没有了。
But because of the disruption over these 2 days, they lost everything.
中国政府就派专机啊，去把那些难民啊，本来是侨民，突然间一天之间就变成难民，把他们载回中国，载回香港。
So the government went and took these people who were immigrants and now they're refugees.
报纸把它照一个照片出来，让我印象很深刻。
And there's a picture in the newspaper that left a great image.
一堆小孩子啊，在机场当中啊，一个围住那个地方啊，坐在那边在等。
There is a crowd of children that circled in the airport and they were waiting.
那个眼神呢是很茫然的，不晓得发生什么事情。
And in their eyes, you could see that they were ignorant.
他们穿什么呢？
What were they wearing?
穿最简单的衣服。
They had the simplest clothes.
脚上穿什么呢？
What were they wearing on their feet?
通通都是穿拖鞋。
And all of them had sandals.
为什么穿拖鞋坐飞机？
Why were they on the airplane in sandals?
我们再怎么样轻松，也很少坐拖鞋去上飞机吧。
And no matter how comfortable we get, we often would not wear sandals on the airplane.
因为一切已经失去了，一切已经失去了。
Because they have lost everything.
没有了。
And they don't have anything.
要逃难逃命。
And they had to run for their lives.
只有一双拖鞋。
So they only had sandals.
没有什么行李。
They didn't have any luggage.
这样子一天晚上之间什么都没有。
Just through one night, they lost everything.
我在想这个照片。
I was thinking about this picture.
我在想这个事情。
And I was thinking about this event.
到底人生什么东西最重要的？
What is the most important thing in our life?
当我们拥有很多东西的时候，
When we own a lot of things,
可能会觉得物质东西最重要。
We will think that material needs are the most important.
但是不需要忘记，那个事情可以发生在那么远的地方，也有可能发生在我们中间。
But we must not forget that even though that happened long, far, far away, this can happen here as well.
如果有一天我们什么都失去了，
If one day we lost everything,
我们还剩下什么？
What have we got left?
我们的眼睛还没有看见呢。
That can we see with our eyes?
所以这两个瞎子啊，他们看见什么都是最重要的。
So these two blind men have seen what is most important.
第二个，我们可以从这两个瞎子里面所学习的，我们看回来第五马太福音二十章。
The second point that we can learn from these two men, let us turn back to Gospel of Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音第二十章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 20.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
马太福音二十章三十一节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 20 verse 31.
众人责备他们，不许他们作声，他们却越发喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧！”这里告诉我们他们突破阻挡他们的东西。
Here it tells us that they overcome these people that went against them.
他们想要来信主。
They wanted to believe in the Lord.
他们想要得恩典。
They wanted to receive the blessing.
不是一帆风顺的。
And it is not a smooth sailing.
一定会有阻挡。
There will be destruction obstacles.
每一次我们想要发热心。
Every time we want to be zealous.
谁最不高兴？
Who is most angry?
魔鬼最不高兴。
The demon is most angry.
所以他会阻挡我们的。
And so he will obstruct us.
每一次教会要圣工要发展。
And every time the holy work will be developing.
总是会有问题会出现。
There will be problems.
因为会有阻挡。
Because there will be obstruction.
因为魔鬼不想我们动。
Because the devil would not want us to improve.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
哥林多后书第十章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力。可以攻破坚固的营垒。第五节，这样各样的计谋，各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事，一概攻破了，要让人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。这里保罗说，要传福音，要做圣工，要来慕道，并不是一帆风顺的。
Here Paul tells us that it is not smooth sailing. We want to spread the gospel.
尤其是我们在参与圣工的时候，会有这种体验。
We will especially experience this when we want to take part in the holy work.
要想邀请人家聚会。
We want to invite our friends to come to services.
本来约得好好的。
And before we had an appointment with them.
对，突然间那个慕道者可能打来说，哎，今天不行，什么事情要发生了？
Maybe all of a sudden this person will call and say, I cannot make it. Something just happened.
常常有重要的圣工要做。
And many times we'll have important holy work to do.
家里小孩子就生病了。
But our children will be sick.
那个要发烧，那个要拉肚子。
This person maybe have a flu and have a fever.
有一次灵恩会之前。
There is once before spiritual convocation.
都跟远地的信徒联络好，叫他们来参加灵恩会了。
I have already contacted the believers from far.
这个又说哇，临时又重感冒，都不能开车。
And one was said suddenly they have a very bad flu, they could not drive.
那个要家里发生事情，遭小偷。
And another person will be robbed in their house.
很多阻挡。
There are many obstructions.
如果我们不知道这个概念的话。
If we do not have this concept,
我们就会埋怨神了。
Then we will complain to God.
我要做圣工。
That I want to do holy work.
要来聚会。
I want to come to services.
要来参加灵恩会。
I want to come to spiritual convocation.
为什么还会遇到这个倒霉的事情？
Why would I meet something so unfortunate?
算了算了。
So I'll call this off.
但是我们来看这两个瞎子。
But let us look at these two blind men.
人家越不给他讲话，
These people were quieted by the crowd.
他都讲得越大声。
But they shouted even louder.
那他知道这个是一生当人当中啊唯一一次的机会了。
Because they know this is an opportunity of the lifetime.
这一次如果主耶稣这样都走过去了，
If Lord Jesus passed them by,
大概这一辈子都是瞎子。
Maybe they will be blind for the rest of their life.
所以无论谁阻挡我，我都不理。
So they did not care of who were against them.
我要做我应该做的事情。
That they will do what they should.
我们有没有这种信心呢？
Do we have this kind of faith?
遇到阻挡，我们还是勇往直前呢，还是退缩呢？
When we meet obstacles, do we take ourselves back or do we move forward and overcome it?
这个阻挡每个人都不一样。
These obstacles are different for everyone else.
可能是你的工作。
It could be your career.
可能是你的爱人。
Could be your family or loved one.
来阻挡我们的信仰。
Or that come to obstruct your faith.
可能是我们的环境。
Maybe it's in your environment.
但是无论如何，我们越遇到困难，越应该把主耶稣抓得紧啊。
But no matter what, the more hardship we encounter, we should grasp hold onto Lord Jesus.
第三点，他们怎么得到这个恩典呢？
Third point, how did they receive this blessing?
因为他们有这个坚定的信心呢。
Because they have this strong faith.
他们在喊说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。”
And they shouted out, "Lord, son of David, have mercy on us."
我们来看耶利米书。
Let us turn to Jeremiah.
23章。
Verse 20, chapter 23.
耶利米书二十三章第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 5。
二十三章第五节。
Chapter 23 verse 5。
耶和华说：“日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义。”
Verse 5: The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land.
这是旧约关于弥赛亚救主的预言，是从大卫的子孙出来的。
This is the prophecy of the Messiah in the Old Testament, and they will come from the branch in David.
所以不要轻看他们两个瞎子随便讲，就说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
So you must not look lightly upon the phrase that they said, "Lord, son of David."
他们讲这句代表他们相信旧约圣经的预言。
They say this phrase because they believe in the prophecy in the Old Testament.
知道耶稣是从大卫的子孙生出来的。
That they know Jesus is the son of David.
耶稣就是救主。
And that he is the Messiah, the Savior.
他们有这个信心，相信主耶稣可以医好他。
They have this faith, therefore Lord Jesus can heal them.
所以主耶稣真的就医好他了。
And so Lord Jesus did heal them.
所以有这个信心是非常重要的。
So to have this faith is very important.
那么再看回来马太福音二十章。
Let's turn back to Gospel of Matthew chapter 20.
为什么他们可以得到恩典呢？
Why could they receive the grace?
我们来看二十章第五。好，我们看三十四节。
Let us look at verse 34.
啊，这里说啊，他耶稣动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
Verse 34, Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him.
他们眼睛一打开，马上跟着耶稣。
When they could see, they immediately followed Jesus.
如果我们来想象一下，如果我们是两个瞎子的话
，Let us think about this. If we were the two blind men,
一辈子没有看过东西
，That we have been blind all our lives.
现在看到东西了，你要跑哪里去
？And if now we can see, where will we go?
如果电影院的话，大概先去跑过看个电影。
And if you see a movie theater, you probably go in and see a movie.
啊，去看个电视。
Or you watch TV.
去外面玩一玩。
You go out and travel.
但是他们得了恩典，马上跟耶稣。
When these two people received the grace, they immediately followed Jesus.
这两个恩啊，不是白白得了神的恩典啊。
So these people did not receive Jesus' grace in vain.
我们常常会向主求很多东西。
Many times we'll ask things from Jesus.
但是我们要想一个问题啊。
We have to ponder upon a point.
如果主耶稣问你
，If Lord Jesus asked us,
你为什么要求这个事情
？Why haven't you asked for this?
我们要怎么回答
？How will we answer?
我们可能求主耶稣祝福我们的事业。
Maybe we ask Lord Jesus to bless our career.
主耶稣可能问你。
Lord Jesus will ask you.
啊，为什么我要祝福你的事业
？Why would I bless your career?
我可能要赚多一点呢、啊。
And you reply so that I can earn more money.
然后主耶稣可能问，哦，赚一点又怎么样
？And Jesus will ask you, what is it that you have earned more?
这样我们可能要答不下去了。
And then we may not have a reply for that.
我们可能求主耶稣祝福我，让我聪明一点，考试考高分一点。
Maybe we'll ask God to bless us so that we can earn better grades.
主耶稣可能问你
，And Lord Jesus will ask you,
为什么我要让你考试考过
？Why would I want to Let you have higher grades.
但是如果像这两个瞎子，他有一个感觉。
But for these two blind men, they have this thought.
主耶稣医治我的话，我就跟随主耶稣了。
As soon as Jesus heals them, they will follow Jesus.
我是瞎眼的，看不见的，不能跟耶稣啊。
I'm blind, I cannot follow Jesus.
主耶稣帮助我，我要报答主耶稣。
And now that Jesus helped me, I want to repay him.
主耶稣赐给我这个健康，我要多做圣工。
Lord Jesus has given me this health so that I can do His work.
主耶稣赐给我这个智慧考试，以后我要为主多做点事情。
And Lord Jesus gave me this talent to go through an exam so I can do more work for Him.
主耶稣祝福我这个事业，让我可以为主多奉献。
And Lord Jesus blessed me with this career so I can offer more to Him.
这样讲就对了。
If we think in this way, it is correct.
所以这两个瞎子啊，还没有得到恩典之前，他们都知道要报答耶稣的事情了。
So before these two blind men received the grace from Lord Jesus, they knew how to repay him.
有一个弟兄啊，
there was once a brother.
他怎么信主的呢？
How did he come to believe in the Lord?
信主之前啊，他眼睛啊得了一个毛病啊，越来越看得不清楚，到后来啊完全模糊看不到。
Before he came to believe in the Lord, he had some problem with his eyes, and he could not see.
花了很多钱看医生。
And he spent a lot of medical money on doctors.
没有用。
But there were no use.
后来邻居介绍他来信真耶稣教会。
And there's a neighbor who introduced him to True Jesus Church.
说真耶稣教会很多神迹。
And that the church had many miracles.
你靠神的话，神会帮助你。
If you rely on God, He will help you.
他就来听道理了。
So he came to True Seek at the church.
他就祷告了。
And he came to pray.
他说神啊。
And he asked God.
我要做个基督徒。
He said, God, I want to be a Christian.
但是我做一个基督徒，我眼睛看不见。
But he said, I cannot see if I'm a Christian.
我连圣经都看不到。
I cannot even read the Bible.
怎么样做一个基督徒啊？
How am I to be a Christian?
所以你要帮我。
So you must help me.
起码让我看到圣经。
That I can at least read the Bible.
我就满足了。
Then I'll be satisfied.
他真的这样祷告。
And in this way he prayed.
就很奇妙。
And very miraculous.
过了段时间。
After a period of time.
他发觉自己很模糊的视力，慢慢慢慢有改进了。
And his eyesight slowly improved.
慢慢好，慢慢好，一点点一点好。
And slowly and gradually it got better.
不是靠吃药，也不是靠开刀。
It was not by surgery or medication.
那么那个医生也没有办法。
Because doctors could not help them.
就是好到刚刚好可以看圣经。
And it was the eyesight improved until he could read the Bible.
其他还是有点模糊，但是看圣经还是可以。
Everything else was a little blurry, but he could read the Bible.
哇，他说感谢神啊，起码我可以看圣经。
And he thanked the Lord that he could read the Bible.
但是很可惜，今天我们眼睛很好，但是我们的圣经可能没有常看。
But very pitifully, we may be very good with our eyesight, but we're not even read the Bible.
他说主耶稣，你给我眼够看圣经，我就满足了。结果他真的有看圣经。
He said, Lord Jesus, as long as he could read the Bible, he'd be satisfied. And he did read the Bible.
所以这个信心还有报答主的信让他得到恩典了。
So their faith and their heart to repay the Lord.
我们要注意第34节啊，就是说耶稣就动了慈心了。
Let's look at verse 34. It says, Jesus had compassion on them.
我们要向主耶稣求东西很容易。
It is very simple for us to ask things of Jesus.
只要说主耶稣觉得你很值得可怜，你让我值得我的慈心动了就可以了。
And we can get this thing as long as we move Jesus' compassion.
要感动主耶稣。
That we move His mercy.
主耶稣什么都给我们。
Then Jesus will give us anything.
所以我们从这个三个角度。
So from these three perspectives.
责备了那些走在前面的人啊，视而不见。
This crowd that led the way, they could see, but they could not see.
第二种人呢？
The second type of people.
就是那些瞎子。
Are the blind men?
他们不是，但是看得见。他们眼睛看不到，但是他们知道。
They were physically blind, but they could see, and they know.
而主耶稣啊，更是灵眼，透过万事，透过那些群众，可以知道谁是需要帮助的。
And Lord Jesus, that He know through the crowd that who is actually in need.
希望今天我们也要像主耶稣一样。
So today we hope to be like Jesus.
像那些瞎子一样，我要能看见。
And to be like the blind men that I wanted to sight.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
46首。
46.